Some prized Bach recordings from the 50s, now on CD, got our classical music critic Lord Schwartz thinking about how some musical performances should not be overlooked, even if they might be considered out of style.
When I first started collecting classical records, an especially admired series was already long out of print. They were the recordings made in the early 1950s at annual music festivals in the small Catalan towns of Prades and Perpignan, in France, right near the Spanish border. That's where the great Spanish cellist Pablo Casals was living, to avoid a death sentence imposed by Franco's fascist government. I remember going into the gramophone shop on Manhattan's 8th Street and seeing a used copy of one of these box sets of LPs for $300, way beyond anything I could afford. Years later, some of these recordings began to appear on CD, but many of them have remained unavailable in any form. So I'm especially glad to see three new double CD albums on the British label Pearl, all devoted to the music of Bach, played at the very first festival at Prades in 1950. Here, oboist Marcel Tabouteau and violinist Isaac Stern are conducted by Casals. These days, there seems to be only one respectable way to play Bach, in so-called historically informed performances, on instruments that were either made in the 18th century or are reproductions of those instruments. Of course, there are many excellent performances under these conditions, but Bach was a composer for whom the particular instruments didn't necessarily matter. He took pieces he or other composers wrote for one instrument and arranged them for other instruments. In one case, The Art of the Fugue, we aren't sure he had any particular instrument in mind. But however out of date a style of playing might be, it seems to me we should never overlook a great performance. The warm expressiveness, the drama, and the sublime beauty of these Prades recordings, played and conducted by Casals with some of the most searching musicians of the time, should be a reminder that we mustn't allow any one style to dictate how music ought to be played. This is Casals with violinist Joseph Seghetti. There's also a spectacular 13-disc, less-than-half-price set on the Music and Arts label of actual live chamber music performances from Prague. More Bach, but also Mozart, Beethoven, Brahms, Schubert, Schumann, and Mendelssohn, some even more ravishing than any of the commercial versions, some of unusual pieces these artists never recorded in a studio. And what a few of them lack in perfection, they make up in urgency and spontaneity.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed recordings from the Pablo Casals Festival at Prague, now on CD. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Ian Chillog, Patty Leswing, and Sam Brigger. I'm Terry Gross.